want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. And we're going to be spending the next half hour with you here. We're going to be talking about the Word of God. And we're finishing up with the Lord's Prayer here over the next few days. And one of those things that we were dealing with was the very end of the Lord's Prayer, where it says, "Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." We're talking about things that belong to God. And so we've got probably three broadcasts left here, and that I'm going to focus on various aspects of. I've left these for the very end. We've talked about the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm very thankful for that. A lot of other things that belong to the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It belongs to him, so we don't have to worry about that. So we're going to be addressing, a few things today, and tomorrow and possibly Wednesday. I might wrap up on Tuesday, just depends on how things go. But I want to tell you about one of the reasons we're able to be here are for people like Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. If you're looking to get in touch with them and you need to know how to spell it, it's W-E-I-R-I-C-H. And they have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. They also provide emergency service when necessary. And I've heard of a number of people recently whose air conditioner went out. And one of them, I know, called Wyrick Air. And one of the things you might not realize is there is a lot of activity going on in the air conditioning field right now. And Dennis with Wyrick Air said, "Yeah, in that situation, we were very, very fortunate to be able to get the part as quickly as we were able to get it." So I encourage you to write this number down, 321-6329. Let me try that one more time. 321-632-9538. If you don't need it today, that's fantastic. You might need it tomorrow. And I can tell you with temperatures soaring the way that they have been, you don't really want to be going any longer without an air conditioner than you have to be. So somebody asked me recently if, I was going to talk about this, but I didn't think I was, but this ties in with the air conditioning aspect. And that was here a couple of weeks ago. I had to get up, unlock the church for a meeting. It was my day off, and, went home, mowed the grass after that meeting was over. And then I had a window of time. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to go play golf. And I haven't played golf much since last November. And even then, I hadn't played much before that. I've not played much golf in a couple of years. And I went out there. I was very fortunate. The starter managed to put me on a path to success. I was able to play in about 2 hours, and I was very thankful for that. Would have been a lot longer than that had she continued to send me off the way that everybody else was. And I started, so just in case you want to know how my golf game was, I played once back in June, and I didn't do very well that day. And it was really hot that day. It was so hot at the end of the round, we didn't care what we were shooting. We just wanted to get done. And on this day, I started off really pretty badly. Didn't do well on the first 8 holes, but on the last 10 holes, I played the best golf I've ever played in my life, or if not that, the best I've played in probably the last 10 years. But it was hot, and I got out of there in 2 hours, and I just couldn't wait to get back home to get in the air conditioning. And so if you are like me and have a serious heat intolerance for late August and early part of September, Wyrick Air may be just the people you need to call. 321-632-9538 if you find yourself in need of their services. So let's get into the Word of God today. Leviticus chapter 27. Leviticus chapter 27. And it says this, and we're going to read verse 28 through 33, so about 6 verses here. Nevertheless, no devoted offering that a man may devote to the Lord of all that he has, both man and beast, or the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted offering is most holy to the Lord. Okay? I want you to underline that, most holy to the Lord. The word holy means separated unto God. It is something that is not common. It is not meant to be touched. It is most holy to the Lord. Verse number 29. No person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction among men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes, he shall add 1/5 to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock of whatever passes under the rod, the 10th one shall be holy to the Lord. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. So we're talking today about this reality, and that is the tithe belongs to the Lord. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, pastors are all the time talking about money. I want you to know that by the time we get through with this, you're going to see that money is not the concern here. This is about possession. This is about honor. This is about obedience. If you wanted to read verse number 34, it says, these are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. In actuality, the tithe predates the law. The tithe predates the law. It goes all the way back to Abraham, back before he was known as Abraham even. And it goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 14, where Abram had gone and attacked the kings that had carried Lot off captive. And in verse number 18 of Genesis chapter 14, it says, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, so Melchizedek means king of righteousness, Salem, or king of Salem means king of peace, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he, Abram, gave him a tithe of all. Gave him a tithe of all. Jacob entered into a covenant with God, and he said, if you will be with me, if you will protect me, we will walk in covenant, and I will give you a tenth of all that I have. That's what the word tithe is. The tithe is it's a biblical term, but it literally means, and I like to stress this with our congregation, it doesn't mean 10%. It means the first 10%, the best 10%. And if I can put this in an agrarian concept, whenever farmers break or have a harvest that comes in, they take the first of that harvest that comes in and use that
Thank you for tuning in
today. And good day to
you,
Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. And we're going to be spending the next half hour with you here. We're going to be talking about the Word of God. And we're finishing up with the Lord's Prayer here over the next few days. And one of those things that we were dealing with was the very end of the Lord's Prayer, where it says, "Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." We're talking about things that belong to God. And so we've got probably three broadcasts left here, and that I'm going to focus on various aspects of. I've left these for the very end. We've talked about the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm very thankful for that. A lot of other things that talk or that belong to the Lord. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It belongs to him, so we don't have to worry about that. So we're going to be addressing a few things today and tomorrow and possibly Wednesday. I might wrap up on Tuesday, just depends on how things go. But I want to tell you about one of the reasons we're able to be here are for people like Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. If you're looking to get in touch with them and you need to know how to spell it, it's W-E-I-R-I-C-H. And they have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. They also provide emergency service when necessary. And I've heard of a number of people recently whose air conditioner went out. And one of them, I know, called Wyrick Air. And one of the things you might not realize is there is a lot of activity going on in the air conditioning field right now. And Dennis with Wyrick Air said, yeah, in that situation, we were very, very fortunate to be able to get the part as quickly as we were able to get it. So I encourage you to write this number down, 321-6329. Let me try that one more time, 321-632-9538. If you don't need it today, that's fantastic. You might need it tomorrow. And I can tell you with temperatures soaring the way that they have been, you don't really want to be going any longer without an air conditioner than you have to be. So somebody asked me recently if, I was going to talk about this, but I didn't think I was, but this ties in with the air conditioning aspect. And that was here a couple of weeks ago. I had to get up, unlock the church for a meeting. It was my day off, and went home, mowed the grass after that meeting was over. And then I had a window of time, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to go play golf. And I haven't played golf much since last November, and even then I hadn't played much before that. I've not played much golf in a couple of years. And I went out there. I was very fortunate. The starter managed to put me on a path to success. I was able to play in about 2 hours, and I was very thankful for that. Would have been a lot longer than that had she continued to send me off the way that everybody else was. And I started, so just in case you want to know how my golf game was, I played once back in June, and I didn't do very well that day. And it was really hot that day. It was so hot at the end of the round, we didn't care what we were shooting. We just wanted to get done. And on this day, I started off really pretty badly. Didn't do well on the first 8 holes, but on the last 10 holes, I played the best golf I've ever played in my life, or if not that, the best I've played in probably the last 10 years. But it was hot, and I got out of there in 2 hours, and I just couldn't wait to get back home to get in the air conditioning. And so if you are like me and have a serious heat intolerance for late August and early part of September, Wyrick Air may be just the people you need to call. 321-632-9538 if you find yourself in need of their services. So let's get into the Word of God today. Leviticus chapter 27. Leviticus chapter 27. And it says this, and we're going to read verse 28 through 33. So about 6 verses here. Nevertheless, no devoted offering that a man may devote to the Lord of all that he has, both man and beast, or the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed, every devoted offering is most holy to the Lord. Okay? I want you to underline that, most holy to the Lord. The word holy means separated unto God. It is something that is not common. It is not meant to be touched. It is most holy to the Lord. Verse number 29. No person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction among men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes, he shall add one-fifth to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to the Lord. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. So we're talking today about this reality, and that is the tithe belongs to the Lord. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, pastors are all the time talking about money. I want you to know that by the time we get through with this, you're going to see that money is not the concern here. This is about possession. This is about honor. This is about obedience. If you wanted to read verse number 34, it says, these are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. In actuality, the tithe predates the law. The tithe predates the law. It goes all the way back to Abraham, back before he was known as Abraham even. And it goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 14, where Abram had gone and attacked the kings that had carried Lot off captive. And in verse number 18 of Genesis chapter 14, it says, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, so Melchizedek means king of righteousness, Salem, or king of Salem means king of peace, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he, Abram, gave him a tithe of all. Gave him a tithe of all. Jacob entered into a covenant with God, and he said, if you will be with me, if you will protect me, we will walk in covenant, and I will give you a tenth of all that I have. That's what the word tithe is. The tithe is it's a biblical term, but it literally means, and I like to stress this with our congregation, it doesn't mean 10%. It means the first 10%, the best 10%. And if I can put this in an agrarian concept, whenever farmers break or have a harvest that comes in, they take the first of that harvest that comes in and use that for seed because that is the best of the crop. You don't want to plant the worst of your crop because then the harvest that you get next year is going to be an inferior harvest. You start using the worst or the least of your harvest for your seed, and you have put yourself on a trajectory for starvation. But when you use the best of your seed, you are going to have a better harvest year after year after year, and you've set yourself up on a path to success. So a couple of years ago, we had I think it might've been 2019. It was 2018, but we had a bumper crop of, acorns. We've got some oak trees that, line the streets of our church property. And man, there were just thousands upon thousands of acorns that came falling out of these oak trees. And when you drive over them, they crunch. And if you step on them wrong, you can twist an ankle. But for the person who looks at that and sees that each one of those acorns has a forest in it, you look and say, you know what? A person that is starving or looks to the future and sees that, you know, those things, those acorns might be able to be planted and be able to grow, and you might have a market. When I did that, I think the average oaks tree was selling at one of the big box stores for $129 on up. And that one was probably, you know, 4 or 5 years old. But, and so I gave everybody a cup filled with acorns, and we had bountiful supply left over. And I said, you know what? With somebody who had the right mindset, this could be their ticket to being debt-free. Now, I don't have enough land to be able to grow enough oak trees to be able to get to that. But somebody with the right amount of property, they say, you know what? If I want to be out of debt, I could grow these for 4 or 5 years and have them available for sale, sell them half price for what the other people are selling them. And bam, there, all of a sudden, my financial picture. And you know what? It cost you virtually nothing, because you can find acorns just about any place. You see, when you and I talk about the tithe, back to Leviticus chapter 27 here, let me take you to verse number 30, and it says, "And all the tithe of the land, comma, and on the other side of the comma, it concludes this, is the Lord's." So if you were looking at this from an English sentence construct, it quite literally says, the tithe is the Lord's. It belongs to him. And his mindset about that tithe is that it is most holy to the Lord. Now, you don't want to go messing with the things that God has said, these are most holy to me. It didn't work out well for Uzzah, who reached out his hand when the oxen stumbled as it was transporting the Ark of the Covenant, and Uzzah reached out his hand and touched the Ark of the Covenant. He didn't do it with a bad motive. He reached out to try and stabilize it, because David had commanded that it be carried in a manner inconsistent with the Word of God. And so you don't want to reach out and touch that which is most holy. It could read literally, hands off, don't touch. This belongs to God. And so if I could put this in a easy to remember mindset for you, it is that when you get a paycheck, that it's not just a paycheck that is coming to you. You are getting two people's property when that paycheck is made out to you. You are getting yours, and you're getting that which belongs to God. Okay? There's actually a third group in there. You're getting that which belongs to the government as well. And the government just kind of pretty much takes theirs right off the top before you ever see it. And so if you ever wondered why your paycheck was so much lighter than what the gross income is, the net income, it's because the government went in there and said, okay, we're going to take your taxes. And the health insurance said, okay, we're going to pay for your health insurance and Social Security and Medicare. And before you know it, you know, you're looking at a much smaller piece of the pie. So, but the tithe, the first 10% belongs to God. It's not yours. It's just put into your hands to see how we will respond to that. Some of the instructions that God gave to the children of Israel when they were wandering from Egypt to the Promised Land and decided to take the 40-year route instead of the 40-day route was so that God would bring out the conditions of their heart. So the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. Now, for those of you who may be listening and saying, here's just another one of those preachers that's talking about money all the time and all that, I'm not. I'm actually trying to teach people about finance, biblical finance, in a